A life of unwavering service and commitment. Your message from your chairman, Barry Coop. Following the very sad news of the death of Her Majesty the Queen, I wish to extend my sincere condolences to the royal family and also offer a shoulder of support to all of you, the members of Blind Veterans UK. I know how rocked many of you will be by this tragic news. After a remarkable 70 years on the throne, her death has sparked an outpouring of grief across the nation. Watching the television footage of her long reign and seeing so many people from all walks of life queue for hours to see her lying in state is testament to her legacy. She was an extraordinary leader and an inspiration to millions. Her unwavering service and commitment to the country and Commonwealth was second to none. She was also a dedicated and caring patron of this charity from 1952 to 2016, when our current patron, Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex, took over. We are extremely fortunate to hold in our archives precious anecdotes and photographs from her visits, many of which appear in this issue of Review. I have written on your behalf to both His Majesty the King and our patron, the Countess of Wessex, to offer our condolences and thanks to the Queen for her service to our charity. I also wanted to let you know that I have been invited on behalf of Blind Veterans UK to attend Her Majesty's state funeral in Westminster Abbey. By the time you read this, the funeral will have already taken place, so I will keep my message short to make more space for the lovely archive material and tell you all about it next month.